Hello everyone, this is AK Spawner 130 Random 17 or 19 Random. I'll do the random here. 19 or 17. Welcome back to another Sport Talk with AK. NFL Sport Talk with AK broadcast. I am your host, AK Spartan Miner, or AK for short. It is 4:57 in the morning. I woke up 6 minutes ago. Today, for this very special 1 hour on which every anchor broadcast, podcast broadcasts an hour, we are going to be talking about my predictions for every NFL team for next season. And I'm going to take the top 12 best seeded teams, and I'm going to see who I think is going to be in the playoffs. Now, there's two teams in the same division with the same record, let's say, in the AFC South. The Texans and the Jags, let's say they both have a record of, like, 11-5. I will take the winners with I'll take that team with the most amount of divisional wins. Let's say the Texans had 4 divisional wins and the Jags had 3. Then the Texans become the AFC South divisional champions. Now, there's two non-divisional teams with the same record, like the Jaguars, who've won 3 divisional games, and let's say the Raiders, who are also 10-6. But if they have the same amount of divisional wins at 10 with 3, then I will have to randomly choose by flipping a coin. Or Austin Siri, which is between 1 and 2. But if, like, the Raiders have more divisional wins than the Jags, then the Raiders get to become a wild card team. But if the Jags do, then the Jags become the wild card team. Alright? Alright, we're gonna start things off with the NFC first. We're gonna go through all the teams' schedules. I'm gonna see something. Works good. We're gonna go to our notes app. I'm gonna be typing all of this down. All right, we need our number one seeded team. Who? All right, here we go. We're gonna start things off in the NFC. We're gonna go right into the NFC. We're gonna start off with the North. This is going to be very interesting. We're gonna start off with the Chicago Bears. And currently it is 5 a.m. in the morning, so yeah, 5 in the morning. I also tried to be very quiet because people are trying to sleep. I was at a prom last night, my actual first ever and last high school prom. Great time, great dancing, by the way. The music was fun. The music was amazing. They had clean versions of the songs, thank God. And yeah, everyone had a good time. I went home like about an hour or two, like an hour and 10 minutes early because I was like back to hurting. And you're probably wondering if the Steelers are ever going to be the same without Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown again. Probably not, as now they have a new wide receiver as a star of their team. They have Juju Smith-Schuster. Okay. Who is the youngest NFL player in NFL history. And the youngest wide receiver in NFL history, and in the AFC North, and in the AFC, that's good, alright. We're gonna start things off with the NFC North, and we're gonna go to the Chicago Bears. Like I just said. Anyway, I'm gonna read through their schedule. I'm not gonna count their preseason game scheduled if that's not gonna be notified. Who is it before the Giants again? Yeah, see who I think is gonna win their games. Yeah. Now keep in mind, this is the 100th season in the NFL, and the Bears and the Packers are the two oldest teams in NFL history. And these two, in their stadiums, Soldier Field and Lambeau Field, are the two oldest football stadiums in NFL history. Because they've stayed the same throughout their entire history since 1919 and 1918. So, week one at home versus Green Bay on Thursday Night Football. We're going to be seeing the two oldest teams play at one of the oldest stadiums on Thursday Night Football for week one. And I think the Chicago Bears get a win at home versus the Packers in week one. That's a 1-0 start. And they're off to one divisional win. All right. 1-0. So also some other big news before I continue. Next Saturday is my graduation ceremony. That's right. I only have 1 week left to be a high schooler, and I'm all done. I have 4 months off of college, and I go just back to certification. I go right back to school as a freshman for college. That's 11 minutes away from here. On my mom's birthday, Tuesday, September 3rd. So happy birthday, Mom! I'm going to college, and. Now, you probably also are probably all wondering, will this affect my time on here? I'm going to try and make it not happen with that, alright? The Bears are off to a 1-0 start. Then in week two, they're on the road in Denver against the Broncos for 420 at 425. I say the Bears get the nuts win, or another win over the in week two. All right, week three. I believe this is a Sunday night game. Hold on. No, this is a Monday night football game, wait. Redskins Bears. Yep, this is Monday Night Football in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Capitol place of America. And I think the Chicago Bears get the win over the Redskins to go to 3-0. Oh, they're playing at home for the against the Minnesota Vikings in week four. I think the Vikings are going to get crushed by the Bears, and I think the Bears are going to go to 4-0. And now the Bears are at two divisional wins on the season. Week five, they're in Oakland against the Raiders. This is their first early Sunday game, 1 p.m. I think the Bears are going to beat the Raiders. They're going to 5-0. Now they have a bye week. They're off to a really good start with a 5-0 record. All right, can they keep it up against the New Orleans Saints? Week 7 at home versus New Orleans. No, Saints are going to beat them. And the Chicago Bears lose their first game of the season to the Saints. Well, can they get it back on a winning streak? Let's find out. Now, if this does go over the 10-minute mark, wait, not 10 minutes. If this does go over to 1 hour, I will make another part. This will be part one. If this cuts to, like, the 1 hour mark, I will make another part continuing it, alright? Week 8 against the Chargers at home. They're sucking 1 o'clock game. I'm going to say it. The Bears are going to beat the Chargers. They're going to go to 6-1. Then at week 9 in Philadelphia against the Eagles. They're going to be beating the Eagles. Last time these two teams met was in 2017 with the Eagles definitively beating the Bears. But this time the Bears are going to get revenge on the Eagles. So the Bears win it and they go to 7-1. Then the Bears are back home for week 10 against the Lions. Bears beat the Lions and go straight to... Wait, hold on. They go to 8-1. Week 11, they're in LA versus the Rams. This is a... Hold on. Bears-Rams. This is a Sunday night football game. And the Rams are going to definitely win this game. Hold on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And 1, 2, 8 and 2. All right. The Bears are at 3 divisional wins so far. Week 12, they're in... They're at home versus the Giants. This is the rematch of last season when the Giants won in overtime. You all saw Tariq Cohen's game-time touchdown to Anthony Miller with only about 12 seconds left. And Odell Beckham Jr. second touchdown pass of the season. The dude has like 3 passes all time in the NFL. One in his rookie year against the Titans, which did go well. And these two this season. Alright. But against the Giants? I mean, if the Giants are going to do really well, I would pick them. But I'm going to say the Bears are going to win this game. 9-2. Week 13, they're in Detroit on Thanksgiving to play the Lions. The Chicago Bears will beat the Detroit Lions and go to 10-2, win their 4th divisional game. And then they're back home versus the Cowboys for Sunday Night Football in week 14. So I don't think the Bears are going to beat the Cowboys, depending on how good they played. I'm saying the Cowboys win. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10-3. Then they're playing in week 15 at Lambeau Field, they're playing the Green Bay Packers. This game will be an interesting one. The Packers, I'm going to say, are going to take this game over the Bears, and they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 4. Week 16 against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs are going to totally win that game 10-5. Now the Bears are, yeah, they're playing. That's their final home game. This is their final away game against the Vikings, Week 17. I think the Bears win that game and go get their fifth and final divisional win of the season. And the Bears get a total record of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 5, which is still a very good record, even though last season they went 12 and 14. But it's whatever. So now the Bears have the most divisional wins this season with 5. And they're at 11-5. But can the Vikings, Lions, or Packers top that with the most? Speaking of the Packers, they're up next. All right. Here we go, Green Bay Packers time. Packers were established in 1921. The Bears were established 1920. According to this. Hey Siri, when did the Green Bay Packers become a team in the NFL? According to the NFL mobile app, it says that the Packers have 3 weeks of preseason. Every team should have 4. I don't know why they have 3. Oh well. So, here we go. The Green Bay Packers are at Chicago to play the Bears in week 1. The Bears, I said, would win, and I'm going to stick by it. Packers start off with an 0-1 record. In week 2, for the second straight year, they're playing the Minnesota Vikings at home. I'm going to say the Green Bay Packers win that game over the Minnesota Vikings. They're off to a 1-1 start. Then in week 2, they're playing against the Broncos at home. I'm going to say the Packers beat the Broncos definitively. They go to 2-1. Then they're week 4, they're at home the third straight week against the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. Packers win that game and go to 3-1 on the season. Week 5, they're in Dallas against the Cowboys. I'm going to say the Packers beat the Cowboys and go to 4-1. Week 6, they're back at home versus the Lions on Monday Night Football. The Packers get the win over the Lions and advance to 5-1. And my phone is shut off again. No, excuse me. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2. Yeah, 4-2. Week 7, they're at home versus the Raiders. 6-1 on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6-1 if they beat the Raiders. But if the Packers have a better record than the Bears would probably win the NFC North because they have the most divisional games. And I'm probably thinking, how the hell does that make any sense? You'll see in a moment what the Packers get. They're at 6-1. They're entering week 8 against the Chiefs. Oh boy, the Kansas City Chiefs. Actually, guys, I will split this into two parts. Right now, I will work on the NFC, and then in like an hour or two, I will work on the AFC, okay? Sound good? Perfect. Speaking of the AFC, we're moving on now to week 8 against the Chiefs at Arrowhead. Sunday night football. This is going to be interesting to see. Aaron Rodgers played against Patrick Mahomes for the first time. This will be an interesting battle. You know what? I'll say the Chiefs win this game, and they go to 6-2. Week 9, they're in LA versus the Chargers. Ooh. Packers win it, and they go to 6-3. All right, the Packers are at home versus the Panthers in week 10. Packers win it, 7-3. Going to the bye week with a one-game winning streak at 7-3. Week 12, they're in Santa Clara / San Francisco against the 49ers. The Packers win that game and go to 10. They're going to 8-3. Week 13, at MetLife against the New York Giants. The Packers win that game. And they go to 9-3. Week 14 against the Redskins at home. Packers win 10-3. Now, if they can sweep, they're at 10-3. If they can sweep their opponents, in weeks 15 through 16, they might just make it to the NFC divisional round. But okay, hold on. If two teams have either the same record or different records, and two teams have the same record with the same amount of divisional wins, I will randomly choose by picking number between 1 and 2 using Siri, and yeah, but there's two. Let's say the Packers get 12-4, and they have all 5 divisional wins. I will choose between the two, picking number between 1 and 2. Siri. And they're at 10-3. They're at home on week 15 against the Bears. I think I said the Packers would win that game, so no. Actually, I think I did. I'll say I did. They're at home against the Bears in week 15. I'm going to say the Packers do win that game, and I did think I did say that earlier. I'm not sure. They're at 11-3. Then they're away in Minneapolis against the Vikings on Monday Night Football for week 16. That's 3 divisional games, wins. Packers win the game, and they go to 4 divisional wins. Now, they have to play the Lions, and they're going to win that game over the Lions in week 17. And the Packers go to 13-3. Now, I might have screwed that. I don't know, but don't worry, guys. I am going to go back and check the footage. Not the footage, but, like, the recording after this. Alright. You know what I should do? I should probably split this up into, like, NFC North, NFC East, NFC South, NFC West. AFC North, AFC East, South, West. 8 different, like, little things. I might do that. I will do that. Right now, I'm going to be doing the NFC all morning. And then, when I get home today, I'm going to be doing the the entire AFC in like, but in like four different parts. Alright guys, so we only have, it's only 25 minutes, we have another 35 minutes to go. But we're probably not going to do the full hour. I'm going to be right back. Okay guys, I will be right back. I just have to use the bathroom real quick. Before I go, I need to see something real quick. It's still going. Sit here, I'll be right back. Left of the podcast broadcast. 28 minutes. We have 32 minutes. We're not going to take the entire 32 minutes. We're going to. We're going to be finishing up the NFC North right now. We're going to do that with the Lions and the Vikings, but first, the Vikings. So, yeah, we have one 13-3 team, one 11-5 team. Oh, yeah, by the way. So if both teams, again, if both teams in the same division have the same record and the same amount of divisional wins, Siri will choose a number between one and, or have to choose between one, a number between, have to choose either one or two, make the win the division. But if a team has a higher, let's say if the, say in the AFC, in the NFC South, the Saints, no, in the NFC East, if like the Giants get 10-6 and the Cowboys get 11-5 and they both have a lot, four divisional wins, Siri would choose the winner after. Then obviously it'll have to be the Cowboys winning the East. But let's say if, all right, so now the Packers are ahead in division. They're at 13-3. They're 2 games ahead of the the Bears. Can the Vikings or Lions defeat that? Let's go. Week 1, the Vikings are at home versus the Falcons. The Vikings get the win over the Falcons in Week 1. Week 2, they're in Green Bay against the Packers. I said the Packers beat them, and it's true. The Packers do beat them. They go to 1-1. Week 3, they're back home against the Raiders. The Vikings win the game, and they're going to 2-1. Week 4, they're in Chicago against the Bears. I said the Bears would beat them. I'm sticking by. 2-2. They're in New York. They're at MetLife against the Giants in Week 5, and the Vikings will beat the Giants. They go to 3-2. Week 6, they're back at home against the Eagles for a rematch of last season in the NFC Championship game in 2017-18 season. They get that win, too. They go to 4-2. Week 7, they're in Detroit against the Lions. Ooh, I'm going to say the Vikings get the win over the Lions. And the Lions, they go to 5-2. They're at home for Sunday Night Football against the Redskins in Week 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-2. They beat the Redskins, 6-2. They play the Chiefs in Week 9 in Arrowhead, 6-3. The Chiefs beat them. 6-4, just the Cowboys in Week 10 on Sunday Night Football will beat the Vikings, 6-4. In Week 11, they're playing the Broncos at home. I'm going to say they beat the Broncos, 7-4. They're on a bye week at 7-4, off to a very good start with a record. Week 13 in Seattle on Monday Night Football again. The Seahawks will get the win, and the Vikings go to 7-5. Now, they're at home in Week 14 against the Lions. They get another win over the Lions, and they improve to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 3. No, 8 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8-5. Then they're away versus the Chargers on a Monday Night Football game. No, excuse me, Sunday Night Football in LA. The Vikings win the game. They go to 11-4. No, excuse me, 10-4. No, not 9-4. Hold on, they went over the Falcons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, crap. 9-5, we're at 9-5, and they're playing the Packers at home for Week 16 on Monday night. Packers win the game, 9-6. This is probably a do or die time situation.
So,
we are 17. The Vikings are at 9-6. This is possibly a do or die time situation. Win, they're in, possibly. Not, they're out. They're playing the Bears And I said the Bears would beat them, and that will be true. That is the way. Oh. And now the Lions. All right, the Vikings come out with a 9-7 record with 2 divisional wins. Now, if the Lions have the same record and the same amount of divisional wins, they'll be tied for third. But if the Lions have a lower record than the Vikings, but they have the same amount of divisional wins, the Vikings are coming third, but they have the lowest amount. And they have more divisional wins than the Vikings. I'll still do it by... highest record. And they have the same record, and but the Lions have the highest amount of division wins than the Vikings do, then I'll choose them to win third place. All right. Detroit. So, here we go. The Lions, week one, they're in Arizona to play the Cardinals, and at week one again. Surprised? I'm not. The Lions win over the Cardinals. Week two, they're at home. They're a home opener against the Chargers from LA. Lions are gonna, the Chargers win that game, and the Lions get a 1-1. Week three, they're in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Eagles win the game. They go to 1-2. Week four, they're back at home versus the Chiefs. Chiefs win the game. They go to 1-3. Packers for week six after their bye week in week five. They play the Packers at Lambeau on Monday night. Packers win the game, and they go, and the Lions go to 1-4. The Vikings beat them in week seven, 1-5. Now they're playing the Giants. I'm gonna say 2-5. They get the win over the Giants. Okay. 3-5 against the Raiders in week nine. Week eight against the Giants. Week nine versus the Raiders. 3-5. They get to go to 3-6 over the Bears in week 10. Week 11 against the Cowboys, 3-11. Not 3, right on. 3-7. Week 12 are playing against the Redskins in DC. They're at 3-7. I'm going to say they win and go to 4-7. They're still alive, mathematically. They play the Bears in week 13 on Thanksgiving, and the Bears beat them 3-9. Week 14 against the Vikings. Minneapolis, so yeah, they're going to be eliminated. 3-10. 4-10 against the Buccaneers in week 15. Week 16 against the Broncos. They're at 4-10. 4-11 against the Broncos. 5-10 against the Broncos. Week 17, they're at home versus the Packers. The Packers do beat them, like I said earlier. They go to 5-11, despite having that kind of a record of a season. Matthew Stafford still possibly gets over 3,000 passing yards in a single season. Alright? I don't think the Lions will make that, will be a team in the playoffs this year. Alright guys, thank you all so much for watching. Alright everyone, that's time. And y'all, so this is to close out the first part of 8. The Bears get go to 11-5 with 5 divisional wins. The Packers go to 13-3 with 5 divisional wins. And then you have the Vikings, who are at 9-7 with 2 divisional wins, and the Lions, 5-11 with no divisional wins. So, yeah. And the NFC North winner is the Packers. Division champs. And the Packers are the NFC North divisional champs for the first time since 2016. It was 2016 they went 10-6 and won the division. 2017, the Vikings won the division. Last season, the Bears did. When was the last time the Lions won the division? That was probably a long time ago. I'm not sure. So, next time, we're going to be doing the... Do you know what? No. I'm only doing this once every single Saturday. Alright, guys. Thank you all so much for watching part 1 of 8. No, I'm gonna do it again tomorrow. I'll do it in probably another week. And that's probably another week or so. Anyways, thank you all so much for watching. I will see you all tomorrow for, and if I forget a day, I will do a 2-part. Next day. Thank you all so much for watching. I will see you all tomorrow or whenever I can do it. Alright? Do part 2. See you guys next time.